Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 39, Anime Episode 31. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 31?
I will say a lot happened in Episode 31. Episode 31 is titled, The Most Wicked Man of East Blue, Arlong of the Mermen Crew. And we begin with Sanji's ship. Luffy and Sanji and Yosaku all, heading off. And Luffy can't wait to find Nami and head for the Grand Line. Sanji is also very, very excited about seeing Nami again. Luffy is very happy to have a cook now, and so he thinks everything's going really well with the crew. Sanji is dreaming of seeing the beautiful Nami again. And Yosaku is more serious. He's afraid of where they're going. He tells them to get their heads on straight because he knows that Nami is heading towards Arlong. And they don't know who that is. They don't get it. And so he has to give them this big explanation that Arlong is a merman. He's incredibly powerful. And Luffy actually draws a picture, a bad picture of a merman. And Sanji laughs at it. And Yosaku's like, come on, get serious. And then he tells them about, how Arlong's been to the Grand Line. And one of the things he tells him about the Grand Line is about the Shishibukai, which are 7 pirate warlords who are found in and around the Grand Line, and they're authorized by the government. They give a percentage of the treasure that they collect to the government, that they're very powerful. Hawkeye's Mihawk is one of them. And so Yosaku says that he thinks Nami must be after the bounty that's on Arlong's head. Sanji says, oh, Nami might be a mermaid herself because she's so beautiful. And he's just thinking about it. And Luffy draws a mermaid, a bad drawing of a mermaid. And Sanji's like super mad, wants to kill him over that. And then Sanji gets Yosaku's mind off all these serious things by making lunch. And they're very excited that they get to order food and have a cook right on their ship. So meanwhile, at the mysterious Arlong Park, we get to meet Arlong, the head of the mermen, very scary looking dude with a very long sort of razor tooth nose, like one of those spearfish. And he is giving cash to a marine captain in a very silly cap with mouse ears. And they, it turns out, have this criminal enterprise going where Arlong is bribing the captain to do his bidding in the East Blue. And Arlong tells Hachi, who is another merman, a great big funny looking guy that's all tentacles on top, and he's got like 3 or 4 arms on each side and a big funky kind of muzzle of a nose and mouth. And anyway, he tells Hachi to take the Marines back to their ship. And Hachi says, well, hop in my octopus pot, this big pot in the harbor. And but he also laughs at the captain. He thinks the captain looks like a mouse, which he kind of does. Arlong tells Hachi, watch his tongue. Both sides are pretending to be friendly, but they're really just using each other. So then Nami shows up outside the gates of Arlong Park, and a boy rushes up with a sword, and he's all crying and he wants to kill Arlong. He says Arlong killed his dad, and if Nami doesn't move, he's going to kill her too. And so she whips out her collapsible staff from her cleavage. I don't know how that was fitting in there. And she knocks the kid down, and she says Arlong doesn't have time for punks like you, basically. And she throws him some cash and tells him to get lost. And Arlong welcomes Nami back. We discover that she works for him. The mermen all throw a big party to welcome her home. Now, meanwhile, outside the harbor gates in the ocean, we get the other ship, the ship carrying Zoro, Usopp, and Johnny. That ship arrives, and Johnny thinks that they should look for the Going Merry to see if Nami is actually here. And Usopp's like, yeah, that makes sense to me. And Zoro just stands up. He's like, prepare to rush in. And they're like, no, they totally freak out. You know, they're totally scared. And Zoro says, come on, let's go. And so they knock him out with hammers. I don't know why they have hammers, but they knock him out. When Zoro wakes up, they've tied him up to the mast. And Johnny and Usopp decide that they want to sail over to Kokoyashi Village because they think the Going Merry is docked there. And so Usopp's all brave because they didn't go to Arlong Park. And he doesn't think he'll run into anything bad if he goes over to the Going Merry. But he gets scared again because he's Usopp. And he sees that there are mermen on the Kokoyashi dock. So they just sail straight on past, like, just keep going. But the mermen are like, what's that all about? And they get suspicious and they swim after them. And Johnny and Usopp get scared and they abandon ship. And the mermen get on board and they see Zoro is tied up. And they think that he's all alone. That's weird. Well, you know, well, let's take him to see Arlong. And so then Johnny and Usopp are like, oh, no, Zoro, poor guy, we'll never forget you kind of thing. So they swim to land and only to find that they find this town, Gosa Village, that has been destroyed. And we see the buildings have been actually thrown upside down. And Usopp and Johnny get separated because there's a big merman that comes up behind them and Johnny runs off. And Usopp is... asking, you know, who could do this to Gosa Village? And the merman behind him says, oh, it's a big monster called Momu. And Usopp freaks out because there's a giant merman behind him, and he runs. And he gets tripped by an angry kid who is like the other kid, who thinks he's a merman and is trying to avenge his dad. And so the kid almost strikes Usopp with a sword, but gets stopped by a new character, this blue-haired woman with a lot of tattoos. She, on closer inspection, she realizes Usopp is not a merman. He is just a long-nosed person. And, of course, Usopp takes offense at being mistaken for a merman. But a big merman is coming. And so Usopp draws his slingshot. He's so brave. He's going to protect them. But the woman knocks him out with a hammer. Seems like everyone has hammers. She doesn't want anyone picking a fight with mermen. You know, and she drags Usopp into hiding because everybody who fights the merman get killed. Meanwhile, back on Sanji's boat, Sanji's finished cooking and the smoke from the ship, from the oven, seems to be drawing the attention of something, an immense black underwater creature, which I'm thinking is the Momu. Outside Arlong Park, Hachi, remember we met him earlier, he's roasting a giant pig for the Momu, and he's calling out, here you go, Momu, come get it. And he doesn't know where Momu is, but it looks like the creature is more interested in Sanji's ship. Luffy and Yosaku are stuffing themselves, and Sanji's drinking wine and dreaming of cooking for Nami, and Luffy and Yosaku start fighting over the last piece of meat. And then Momu passes under the boat, and we see Momu is, like, enormous, like, insanely big. Meanwhile, Zoro is brought before Arlong, and Zoro is defiant. He wants Nami back, and Zoro calls Arlong a fishman, and Arlong says, well, you're pretty brave, so I'm going to let that one slide, but you never get to say that again. Mermen are much more evolved than humans. We're superior. Nami then emerges. Arlong calls her their greatest cartographer, and Zoro is in shock. He cannot believe that Nami is with them. Nami tells Zoro that he was just another one of her victims. She got a lot of loot from him, and he's stupid to have been so easily tricked by her. And to show him that she has allegiance to Arlong, she reveals a new arm tattoo, Arlong's banner, on her left arm. And Nami says she is an officer of Arlong's crew. To be continued.
Who is Yosaku?
The character in center screen is Yosaku, and Yosaku is the brother or blood brother to Johnny. He's not really a member of Luffy's crew specifically, but he's kind of a friend of the crew at this point. Yosaku wears sort of a helmet like you would wear for boxing, and a green sweater and yellow striped shorts, boots, and at this point he is a little bit, I remember him being a little bit scuffed up in the closer shots, but maybe not yet.
Who is Nami?
The character standing in this frame is Nami. She is, we had thought that she was a member of Luffy's crew, but now we're not so sure after this episode. She is wearing a different outfit than we've been used to seeing her in. She still has her orangish red hair, but she now has a green spotted top, black shorts, a big pack, satchel that she's carrying over her left arm, and she is currently wielding her collapsible bow staff.
Who is Hachi?
This is a new character that we're meeting today. This is Hachi, and Hachi is one of the mermen. He is a very interesting looking dude. He has a number of arms on each side of his body, with great big octopus tentacle suckers on the arms. He has some crazy spiked hair, almost like a starfish. He has a long funnel of a mouth that he can actually use as a trumpet, as we're discovering. And he wears a gold and red striped short sleeve shirt.
Who is Johnny?
This is Johnny, the sort of brother to Yosaku, and friend to Luffy's crew. Johnny has black hair. He likes to wear thin black sunglasses. He has some tattoos on the left side of his face. He enjoys wearing a blue jacket with some gold trim on it. And he is currently hiding out and on the run.
Who is Usopp?
This is Usopp, or as he's calling himself at this moment, Captain Usopp. He is currently wielding his green slingshot. Usopp has brown overalls and black hair. He wears a brown neckerchief over his head, and he has a very long pointy nose, which has recently made the people that he's met mistake him for a merman, something he's not too excited about.
Who is Roro Noa Zoro?
Character in the center frame is Zoro, Roronoa Zoro, who currently is in this frame. We see he is captive, held captive by the merman. Zoro has green hair. He wears a white shirt, black pants, a green sash around his middle, and a black band around his arm. And he is one of the world's greatest swordsmen. But right now, he is pretty much a prisoner.
Who is Arlong?
This is Arlong, leader of the mermen. Arlong is a very, very powerful warlord of the sea. He is a fishman. He doesn't like to be called that, though. He is a merman. He has sort of purplish-bluish skin. He has a very distinctive, long, razor-sharp nose, evoking a swordfish of sorts. He likes to wear Hawaiian shirts. In fact, I think he inspires his crew to wear a lot of Hawaiian shirts. And currently has some really nasty red tattoos, one of them being the banner of his crew. He also has a hat with fur and a brown top.
What was the setting in this episode?
We had a number of settings. We had Sanji's ship. We had the ship carrying Zoro and Usopp and Johnny. We also had the dock that the Going Merry was stationed at. We had the underwater cave of the Momu. We had both the outside of Arlong Park and also the King's Court area, the courtyard with the pool for Arlong Park, and the villages of Kokoyashi, which featured the dock, and also the Gosa village, where the buildings had all been tossed upside down.
What were the special moves for this episode?
There was not really a lot of fighting in this episode. Most of the violence was hammers. Usopp and Johnny both knocked Zoro out cold with hammers. Later, Usopp was knocked out with a hammer by the blue-haired lady that we haven't heard her name yet, I think. Well, we might know her name and not know. And Usopp prepared to fire his slingshot, but was knocked cold before he could do that. Lead Star?
Satsu. Namari.
There was also Nami using her staff to whack the kid who wanted to get into Arlong Park. And the other kid in Gosa Village attacked with a sword when he leaped at Usopp. But he was whacked on the head by the blue-haired lady.
Very good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
I don't believe that Nami is bad. I want to know the truth.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 31. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!